Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome to You, the Best Invention Ever, featuring host Valencia Lyle Saunders, a show dedicated to inspiring you to invent something incredible, your life.
Hello, 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 and happy Thanksgiving. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving, and you were surrounded by family and friends, which is always the best. This year, I did not have the traditional Thanksgiving. You know, I've been, you know, dealing with this knee replacement thing, as I've been talking about for months on end. However, this year, we just kind of felt like we've been through a lot. We just wanted to relax. I had initially said I would do Thanksgiving, but that was a little cuckoo la la. So because, you know, it's a big deal to go and cook and all that stuff. So I didn't. And we went to Whole Foods and ordered dinner. But I still missed it. I still really missed the traditional Thanksgiving, and I am a traditionalist. I am a traditionalist. So, that being said, you know, it was chill. You know, they make good stuff, and it was average, but I did not have the macaroni and cheese that I love so much and die for, and I'm going to be making that this weekend. Anyway, I hope you had a great one. And not that mine wasn't great or good, but it just wasn't what, you know, I'm used to. I'm used to raucous Thanksgiving with family and friends and people I love and just talking trash and, you know, listening to old stories that you've heard a million times. That's what it's for, and falling asleep and watching football and watching movies and all that kind of crazy stuff. So anyway, it is a day when we think of being grateful, you know, what we're grateful for and the people we're grateful for. So I looked up in the dictionary and I said, what is, you know, I love doing that, defining words, and gratitude. So the medieval Latin is gratitudo, and the Latin is gratis. And the state of being grateful or thankful is the Webster Dictionary definition for gratitude. And so coincidentally, organ transplants came into my vision from two people. One is a friend of mine that I went to college with, and his name is Bill. And Bill had a heart transplant. And, you know, over a good bit of time, we've all known that he was, you know, suffering with this heart issue. And he got a transplant, which is totally amazing. And then another friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, someone she cares about very much in her life, the day before Thanksgiving, I think, came up on the list for a transplant. And his is a kidney transplant. And I'm thinking, why are these two things in, you know, have come to me at this point in time? It's like, because I need to talk about them. And we don't think about what that means. You know, we're all so lucky to have all our parts working and to be in, you know, maybe not our optimal health, but good health, decent health. We're getting it done, knocking it out every day. But there are some of us who are really suffering, and especially when it's vital organs, you know, that do so much for us, that really keep us functioning every day. And they are really having to deal with some serious issues with their health. And I just want to give a shout-out to both of them, Bill and Randy, and I want you to both have a beautiful recovery, because recoveries can be, you know, tough. You know, we don't realize what healing really means. And healing is not comfortable, and healing is not always easy. You know, it comes with a lot of pain. It comes with, sometimes complications. But I wish them a beautiful recovery because, you know, I know my friend Jen, and she is a lovely woman, hilarious too. But she has a big heart, and if someone she cares for is trying to recover, I wish him a beautiful recovery. And Bill is a talented musician, a big-hearted man, and he has a family that loves him like crazy. And I want them to hold on to him for many, many moons to come. So anyway, I wanted to just chat a little bit about this idea of having an organ transplant. So I went on the internet, where I go for all my information a lot of times because it's there. Not that it's always true, but it's always there.
Anyway,
when you start on this journey of transplant, you're going to go through tons of testing. Tons of testing with your physician, your primary, your specialist, because he needs to find out the state of your health and what, you know, the underlying problems are, what the sideline problems are, and he wants to know all there is to know about you before you go there. Then you're put on a list. Oof. And that list could take months, and that list could take years. And depending on the state of your health, you don't know how much time is available to you. And then there's, if it's kidney, it's dialysis. And that's your day. You know, that those are, you know, some people go 2 days, 3 days, you know, I don't know how many days. And that's just your life. And then when you finally get the call, you have to be the match. This has to be, you know, not just, oh, we got a kidney, let's put this one in. No, there's lots to you know, you have to match, I guess, blood types and all kinds of backgrounds. I don't know what the details are, but there's a lot to do here. And, you know, just being the person who needs the kidney, I can't imagine what you go through. But what about family and friends who really love you? So I got Jen today, and I want to talk to her and, you know, have her.
Quincy.
Hey.
Yes, kidney transplantation is a major, major life-changing event. And the first part of it is not having kidneys that are working.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're on dialysis several times a week. My friend was on 3 times a week, 4 hours each time, which means it interrupts your life. Many people can't work full-time jobs, depending on where they are. Some can. My friend was a former athlete, professional and semi-pro.
Mm-hmm.
So not having working parts, it's kind of like, you know, that macho image, you know, I'm, you know, Superman, but, you know, this has knocked me out.
Right. I got kryptonite here.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you feel chained to a chair. You feel, you know, you're like in wait mode. You're in a suspended mode, like, when can I live again?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes difficult for the people around you because it's mood changing. Just every day, you know, knowing that you got to go back and, you know, have these needles put in your arm to clean your blood, and you're going to do it again and again and again, and hopefully one day there'll be a match. And the match means that the tissue matches the, you know, blood type, the cells, and the type of kidney you need. Now, you know, when you have somebody that's 240 pounds and 6'1" that works out all the time, you need a strong kidney.
You need a big kidney.
Yeah, you know, you can't take just a 50-year-old kidney. They want a younger kidney that mm-hmm. will give them, you know, more time. So that was part of the wait, the 5-year wait.
5 years?
Yep.
Wow.
And then also because he has, you know, the person has a 5-year-old son, and they're
right.
looking about their mortality. I mean, there's a lot of other diseases and, you know, things, afflictions that we have. We have money problems. But when you look at your 5-year-old and you're like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this, and they are also an inspiration to keep doing it.
Right.
But you become worried and you become, you know, depression is a big, big thing.
Right.
Know?
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, and, you know, what we were talking about the other day is the first kidney transplant, when did that occur? So, as you do, I go on the internet, and it occurred in 1950 in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
In
right.
Illinois. But just think about when doctors started talking about this and bringing it up, they were probably like, that's Frankenstein, you know? Okay.
Right.
Taking all the body parts out of one person and putting it in another. Very Frankenstein-esque, okay?
And it's not going to work. It's not possible.
Yeah. And, you know, it did work for a while for the first recipient, and they lived another 5 years, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when you're looking at no years. It's just like
yep.
it works until it stops working.
Yep. And it's such a gift because, you know, while you're nervous and you hope the kidney, you know, takes, and they give you tons of anti-rejection medication,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's still, you're still feeling anxious as he is.
Right.
And so last week he got the first call, and they said, we'll let you know, and you come in 24-hour holding pattern.
And this was the week before, the day before Thanksgiving?
No, this was the week before Thanksgiving. That was the
okay.
first call.
Okay.
And then they tell you, you know, once you start getting calls, that means you're at the top of the list, they'll come with more.
Okay.
Well, they gave that first kidney to someone that needed a pancreas, a kidney, and something else. They needed 3 organs. So
wow.
then over the weekend, he got another call in 24-hour hold pattern again. And that one didn't work out. So now you're getting, you know, you're dealing with this anxiety, okay. It's going to happen. And on Tuesday, like at 11:45 at night, he got the call.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's a go. And then he had to be at the hospital at 5:30 in the morning. Just that quick.
Oh, my. And this is the week
the
of Thanksgiving.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Okay,
and
my goodness.
What amazing gift, you know.
Right.
So we went to the hospital at 5:30, and they did tests, and he did his last dialysis, and they performed the surgery around 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and then he came out, and you're still anxious, and you're still very anxious because you don't know, you know, how the kidney is going to work. So what they tell
right.
you is, if the person starts urinating, that's a good sign. That means
uh-huh.
it's working. And so far, I mean, some pain. He's doing well, but. You know, we just sat there, so still surreal, like after 5 years of waiting, it's done.
Right.
Now, there's all these things that have to be addressed. Like, I can live again. Where do I start? I got to do
right.
this. I got to do that. Because your life changes, you know?
Yeah.
There's some people that their only place they can get, you know, dialysis maybe into the middle of the day. That means,
right.
you know, trying to have a job. Trying to have a regular life is on hold, you know. Everything
yeah.
seems to be in a holding pattern. And so now the chains have gone, being chained to the chair are gone, and there's new opportunities, new hope. I hear a lot of transplant recipients feel a renewal, you know,
mm-hmm.
of life, and they're ready to go. But one of the things that I wanted to note, a lot of people don't believe in organ donation. I do.
You know, I did that the first time when I had my knee surgery, and they asked me about it, and I'd signed a donor card. And this was the first time I've done it. I'm like, I don't know what y'all could get from me at this point in my life.
Right,
but.
Right, exactly. You know,
but I signed it anyway.
Whether anything's good, you know. So, but 2 Corinthians 5:8, say is we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And, mm-hmm. you know, I take that as my body is just a vessel, but my spirit will be with the Lord. So mm-hmm. when we pass away, we do not need those extra 7 pounds when we leave
right.
this physical earth.
Right.
So while 20% of the total candidates currently waiting for transplants are Black American, they comprise of only 14% of all organ donors in 2012.
Wow.
And 2012, 69% of donors, donor organs from African Americans were from deceased donors. So I've become
really?
A donor because not knowing whether or not, like, you know, my kidneys or liver or, you know, even my retinas, my eyes,
mm-hmm.
Because I have stigmatisms. But you can take it because my spirit will be with the Lord, not my physical body. And
right.
to give somebody life through
right.
that sight.
Is amazing.
Heart,
amazing.
Exactly. Is such a gift like no other gift on the planet.
Right.
Giving someone life. Other than motherhood, this gift of renewal is so major, I could not, and this is what happened. When I, you know, found out that my friend was
mm-hmm.
needing a kidney, I immediately went and signed a donor card.
Wow.
Know, because I was like, if somebody in my family ever needs something, you know, you have to give and then you'll receive. And,
right.
I'm willing to give. I mean, I would have gave
yeah.
me a kidney, my kidney now, but, you know, wrong blood type, you know. I don't have a problem.
And too many mojitos.
Yes. You know, those 6 years in the Bahamas probably wore down my kidney and my liver. So, but, you know, I'm still sort of in a state of, like, surrealness that it's done. I mean.
Yeah.
3 days
Because you,
ago,
you kind of live your life in this state of, I need a kidney, I need a heart, and that's where you stay.
No, that's it. That's exactly it. And so it's a blessing. So we need to talk about it more. And a lot of families I hear that say, they basically talk about that they felt disrespected by somebody. A friend of mine is a transplant coordinator, and they talk
mm-hmm.
to the families when people die. And when they approached one of the families, they said they were told that they were being disrespectful to speak about such things, you know.
Right.
And so
to desecrate a body.
Right. There needs to be a better education and understanding in all communities, not just the African-American communities, but
right.
all communities. This is the ultimate gift of life we're talking about. And, you know, it's sort of like stem cell research. When
mm-hmm.
people say, oh, you shouldn't do this, all these things God has allowed us to develop, okay?
And discover.
Right. He has not given us the tools to eliminate hurricanes. He has not given us the tools to eliminate pain. He has not given, because he knows we should navigate certain things. And that what we can maintain and stop the pain, while we can recover from hurricanes and tornadoes, while we can rebuild, it's just like stem cells, the ability to our brains and us as human thinking people to develop these processes. And I don't think anybody would say, oh, they shouldn't have developed the vaccination for polio. They shouldn't have
right.
developed. The vaccination for measles. Or
we should not cure cancer.
Right. We should not cure AIDS or come up with medications that allows AIDS patients to live longer. So all along those same lines, stem cell research and being able to develop these things where we can grow another kidney, where
right.
you know, they can, the body can do these amazing things, I fully believe it's God sent. You know, else
yeah.
we wouldn't be able to do. Else, we wouldn't be able to do it. Just like we can't stop hurricanes, but we know how to handle them better.
Right.
But all these things are with God, and I believe He interjects in every aspect of our lives. you know. And
absolutely.
So,
I was when you told me about your friend, Jolly Rancher, as you like to call him,
yeah.
And I was thinking, and, you know, a friend of mine has had a heart transplant,
right.
Which I was floored, and, you know, all of us that went to school with him have been, you know, on Facebook in contact, and his wife has been so wonderful keeping us abreast of his recovery and, you know, where he stood on the list and what was happening. And, you know, he had to go into the hospital at one point before he got his transplant. And we were like, oh, my God, this is real. You know, this organ issue is real. This man really needs a heart. And, you know, your friend really needed a kidney. And
yeah.
When you think of somebody in your life not being able to have these things, which is kind of, you know, it feels like a long goodbye, you know, very long goodbye.
Yes, because it's very nerve-wracking to just watch them wheel this person in, and hopefully they come out okay and everything works, you know.
Right. But now you know, like you said and spoke of so wonderfully about how God interjects in our lives and gives us the tools, and he gave us, you know, like a brain and technology and all this stuff to discover ways to make our lives better, things more convenient. And here we, you know, have two people as examples who mean something to people in their lives.
Right.
And
you know,
now they have – go ahead.
No, I was going to say – and, you know, when I think about my small problems, and even though, you know, we all have to respect each individual's problems, you had a knee replacement, that's lightweight,
right.
Okay?
Hello.
You know, so, no, we have to put things in perspective because, yeah, I'm sure Randy would have loved to have a knee replacement instead
Thank
of a
you.
Kidney.
Thank
you, and
just forgive me, right?
Okay? If you had
Girl,
a shoe,
give me the knee.
Exactly. If you had to choose, well, yeah, I go with the knee replacement for sure.
Me too.
You know, so you know that's we have to put our things in perspective. You know,
and just
we got it good.
Think of that it takes to go through this.
Yes.
For you know, for them and for their families and for their loved ones.
Yes. Exactly. It's overwhelming because they're so they've gone through it with them, you know. They've gone through it with them, so
and I'm sure there are times when they don't feel good and they're ornery, and you know, everybody's human. And we all have our moments when, you know, but like you said, keep it in perspective.
Absolutely, because okay, so Valencia.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you for acknowledging this.
Amazing
gift and what transplants mean to families. It gives them the opportunity to continue life. And to know that you can be on dialysis, just you're always in a whole pattern. So it's a blessing.
It really is. And I think it's, you know, apropos for Thanksgiving and things to be really thankful for and grateful for in your life. And, you know, it's not just, it's the people in your life. It's the miracles that happen, you know, unbeknownst to you. It's just, you know, a time to shine some light on something that really is important. And it was my pleasure to talk about it.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jen.
And having me. And I hope to join you again sometime soon.
Absolutely, girl. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, audience.
Okay. And say bye, y'all. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Well, folks, that was Jennifer, my friend, Jennifer Miles. And I just feel grateful that, you know, she could pop on because she's been through a lot these last couple of weeks, you know, friends and family gathering around someone who really needs them and who is just, you know, in another chapter on his journey with this, the need of a kidney. I mean, I became aware of it in the hospital, like she said, on a small scale. But, you know, I needed a blood transfusion, and that was, you know, you just think, oh, they get some blood in. No, you have to be a match for a blood transfusion as well, and they have to, you know, things have to work out. And I'm grateful for whoever was a donor for me. And I signed that donor card. And like I said, if I got something you need when you need it, you know, who am I? So that is just what I wanted to talk about today. And let's see, you know, Christmas is coming up. How many of you are out there Black Friday shopping, Black Saturday shopping, Black Sunday shopping? Woo! I tried for a hot second to get out there yesterday, and I was like, okay, this isn't for me. I'm not the big crowd shopping girl. I like to go late at night when people are back home. You know, when the stores are staying open 24 hours a day, I like to do my shop, my vampire shopping. But those of you who got the heart and can get out there, you have at it. Enjoy. And be safe out there because, you know, we've had some ugly experiences out there with this, you know, shopping. But the only thing that I am not a fan of about the Black Friday, you know, Thursday shopping is that Thanksgiving should just be that day where we just chill. Everybody chill. And, you know, it's the families, the people who have to work. You know, can't they get a day with their families? I mean, it's always your choice, but sometimes you feel like it's not your choice, that you have to go in. But I wish, you know, stores and corporate, you know, stores would just think for a minute. Let me give you one day, but it's on and popping, you know, on Friday when, because, you know, Black Friday is like, it's not 6 o'clock on Thursday. So I just want to say that. I just want to say that. Anyway, y'all, thanks for being who you are, a part of people. And you know what? Think about it. Why don't you sign a donor card, too? I mean, we all have, not that you have to, but give it some thought. You may save a life. You may save someone in your family's life, which is a beautiful thing if you can do it. But if you can't, ain't nobody judging. You know, we all have to make our decisions as we make them in life. So, that being said, I think we got a couple more minutes here. And, you know, tune in. I'll be checking in with you, you know, after the Christmas holiday. So I'm wishing you in advance a beautiful Christmas. And I hope you're surrounded by your loved ones and you all get to have and enjoy each other and have some fun and, again, cook and eat and open gifts and all that good stuff. Yeah, I like Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays. I know a lot of Christmas songs, y'all. I don't know why, but I love singing Christmas songs. So, check me out. I'll be singing Christmas songs somewhere. Christmas time is here. Anyway, that's it for me today. And like I said, be safe, shop, have a good time. Enjoy the rest of your week, your holiday weekend.
Welcome to You, the Best Invention Ever, featuring host Valencia Lyle Saunders, a show dedicated to inspiring you to invent something incredible, your life.